I am running for governor because it's becoming very clear that the economy in Vermont is not working for all of Vermont or for all Vermonters. There's a clear growing gap between rich and poor among Vermonters, and perhaps more troubling is town to town. Young families are leaving the state, employers can't find people to work, and declining student populations are causing elected officials to push to close schools. And the result of this quiet decline year after year is creating budget shortfalls. And we're, you know, cutting budgets for the most vulnerable each year, eliminating frontline positions, and raising taxes. And clearly we're not in a sustainable place as a state. And I'm worried that if we don't work fast, communities across the state may hollow out for generations. As folks who've known me for a long time in Vermont know, I'm an optimist. And I believe that there are fresh approaches that we can take to solve this kind of a problem, but we need to get rolling on it, and we need to reach out to Vermonters to make sure that we're listening to their ideas as we start down that path.
So how would you tackle the state's fiscal challenges? What are those fresh approaches?
I believe that it's important, and this comes from having managed organizations, both large and small, that you start with listening to people who are on the front lines. And volunteers have put together 19 community forums across the state of Vermont, at least one in every county. And we are using these as opportunities to have a conversation. I'm not doing a whole lot of talking. I'm doing more listening. We're going to get through all 19 of these. They're going to be a part of our building a platform for the campaign and then for the future of Vermont. And once we've done that, then we'll be sharing a vision as part of a formal announcement.
Matt Dunn, my understanding is that you have also raised more than $200,000 before you sent out the email saying you were running. How crucial is having those funds at the ready?
Well, we've learned a number of things, the people who've been involved with my campaigns in the past and who are excited about bringing a fresh approach to Vermont. And one of them is that you need to make sure that you have the resources to communicate a complex message, one that isn't going to be about sound bites, but is going to be about the tough challenges that we are facing as a state and the kind of creative solutions that Vermonters come up with all the time, but may not be heard in Montpelier. So we felt it was very important that we get out there and get the resources put together before launching any type of campaign. The other piece of it is that it's a real reflection of the excitement that's out there. We were able to raise that money with very little effort and from Vermonters from all parts of the state. And I think that is a real sign that folks are ready for this new approach.
Matt Dunn, while you're seeing that support out there, some of the pundits, as you've probably heard and seen, are dubious about your chances. They note that you've lost two statewide races previously. Are you changing your strategy for the primary and the general election? And what did you learn from those previous races which you lost?
Well, as Peter Welch and Bernie Sanders will tell you, you learn a lot by running a statewide race, even if you don't win the first time. And as you may recall, I wasn't given really a chance in 2010. And despite having much lower name recognition than the other candidates and being outspent 3-1, we nearly won the primary with our message that we need to build an economy that works for all Vermonters and the need for someone with 21st century management experience. And as you also may remember, we had some other challenges with the race. The toughest one was that my brother almost died of a stroke at the end of the campaign. So all of that aside, though, I think there are three things that are different in 2016. One is that the issues of needing to build an economy that works for all Vermonters and the need for 21st century management experience are more important today than they were 5 years ago. and management challenges are affecting their daily lives with higher property taxes and health insurance websites that just don't work. Second, in the last campaign, I talked a lot about the need for infrastructure and supporting business. And over the last 5 years, you know, since that campaign, I've been fortunate to have the experience to actually do those things, not just talk about them. And the third piece is we're off to a really fast start.
Democrat Matt Dunn plans a formal announcement of his gubernatorial campaign after completing the 19 community forums he is currently holding. Republican Bruce Lissman is running. Republican Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott is expected to announce his intentions after Labor Day. Democratic State Transportation Secretary Sue Minter is also weighing a run. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.